We have our pastor, Father Philip.
Thank you, Father Tom. And so, before the day is out, I have one question. How did you spend that extra hour this morning? Can we roll the clock back? Well, now we need to take 5 minutes of that hour to give what we call the annual report, an overview of it. And as Tom mentioned, today's gospel, with a mandate to love God and love our neighbor, serves as an appropriate gospel to speak with you about the accomplishments of this parish, as well as some of its challenges. Certainly, one of the ways in which you and the parishioners give evidence of loving your neighbor is visible in our annual report, and its depiction of a parish's generosity to the parish and its plethora of programs is evident of living out the mission. A copy, as was mentioned, is available on the back. We've run out of many of them. We will have more next weekend, but it's online at our website. This past year, you may have noticed the parish's mission statement on the back of the walls, and it's throughout our campus. About 8 of these defining who are we as a parish. We are a Jesuit Catholic parish that welcomes all to accompany one another in Christ, celebrate God's love, transform lives. The three operative words, accompany, celebrate, transform, these Trinitarian traits serve as the basis of the report and the ways in which parishioners carry out the love commands to love God and love our neighbor. Allow me to explain. The report reveals a host of ways whereby parishioners are accompanying, celebrating, and transforming. And these activities would not be possible if it were not for the literally thousands of hours performed by hundreds of volunteers to develop activities such as choir rehearsals, the quality of our choir and their dedication, religious education classes, social justice activities, school programs, spiritual retreats. In religious formation, let me give you some of the facts. There were 271 baptisms this year, 123 first reconciliation, 128 first Eucharist, 142 confirmations, 73 weddings, and 41 funerals. In the ministry of Ignatian spirituality and prayer, 214 retreats, as well as 18 men and women were engaged in being formed as spiritual directors. Meanwhile, 27 organizations were supported in our social justice programs, including our sister parishes in Haiti and in El Salvador. Moreover, the report lists very significant budgetary numbers. One figure that jumps out is the number $435,000, which was distributed this year through our parish's tithing program. Thank you for your generosity. Yes, you and the parishioners live out the mission of accompaniment, celebrating transformation here at Holy Trinity. And yet, to continue this Trinitarian dynamism, we need your help. This week, you will be receiving information concerning our annual parish pledge. In determining your pledge this year, allow me to note that over the past several years, our overall parish income and revenue has been flat, while our expenses and the budget has risen. The Finance Council and I are seriously concerned as to how well we're able to sustain certain programs significantly in this fiscal year, 2019. We are projecting a deficit of almost $200,000. Certainly and understandably, the scandal in the Catholic Church has affected people's willingness to give. On the other hand, I believe that the parish of Holy Trinity provides a beacon of hope amidst the storms of scandal. Indeed, since June, our parishioners have been engaged in a season of discernment by speaking with members of our parish staff, responding to the questions posed on our parish website, and participating in more than a dozen listening sessions, individually and collectively. Indeed, this very afternoon, for 2.5 hours, more than 130 parishioners engaged in where do we take these movements? How do we perform actions that move the conversation forward? It was in Trinity Hall, and it's moved us to a new level in distinctiveness and responsibility. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this Stewardship Sunday, allow me to affirm that Holy Trinity Parish, through its more than 200 years of history, has accepted the challenges of reading the signs of the time and manifested distinct ways of being formed as disciples of Jesus Christ. In our parish's season of discernment, and through the generous ways you, the parishioners of Holy Trinity, will indeed continue to accompany one another in Christ, celebrate God's love, and transform lives, and by so doing, offer beacons of hope and ways to form and reform the Catholic Church in the 21st century. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the works